Welcome to the Europe à la carte podcast on the 2nd of December 2010. I'm Karen Bryan, the founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you can find European travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'd like to summarise some of the recent posts from the Europe à la carte blog. You can read the posts in full and see the photos at www.europealacarte.co.uk. Inka tells us about some things to do in La Coruña in Galicia in the northwest of Spain. La Coruña is Galicia's second largest city. It's far more than an important commercial port, and there are many monuments and sites to visit in the city. The most important landmark is the Tower of Hercules, which is situated on a peninsula around 1.5 miles from the city. It was built in the 2nd century. It's around 180 feet tall, and you can climb right to the top. You can reach the Tower of Hercules either in the blue and white streetcar, or else make your way along the Paseo Marítimo and catch one of the sightseeing boats which tours the port of La Coruña and goes far out into the bay. Back on land, make your way back to the Castillo de San Antonio, a massive fort which was built in the 16th century to defend the city, which had come under siege from pirates and hostile armies. It's also home to an archaeological museum, which features period furniture and a chapel, among other treasures. If you head uphill towards the old town of La Coruña, you can admire the Plaza de María Pita and the monument of the sword-wielding lady. She's a local heroine who in 1589, by an act of enormous courage, foiled the attempt of the English fleet to breach the city walls. The narrow cobbled streets of the old town are very pleasant to wander around and are lined with countless cafes where you can sample one of the local sweet delicacies, tarta de sandago, a cake with ground hazelnuts. If you head back towards the seafront and stroll along the port, you'll reach the Jardín Méndez Núñez, a particularly beautiful park, green and lush and full of flowers. Should you decide to stay overnight in La Coruña, Inca recommends the Hotel Moon. It's a boutique hotel which you could easily walk past if it weren't for the model of an astronaut on the pavement. The Hotel Moon is very futuristic in design, and everything revolves around the phases of the moon, including the white and ice blue colour scheme. The first floor restaurant has a blue glass floor, and the downstairs cafe serves meals for €10, which are very filling. Kimberly's tip, if you're visiting Vienna, the Austrian capital, is to go to the Palmen House. This is a beautiful 19th century imperial greenhouse built for the Hofburg Palace Gardens. It fell into disrepair and was closed in the late 1980s for a complete renovation, opening again in 1998. There's now a restaurant there which serves lunch and dinner and a bar. It's a wonderful place to sit and relax on a visit to Vienna. Opening times vary by day and by season, so do check first on the website. There's also the Imperial Butterfly House, where you can see some unusual species of butterfly. Marcus tells us about St. Lucy's Day in Stockholm, Sweden. Marcus reckons that winter is a surprisingly good time to visit Stockholm, and one of the reasons is the St. Lucy's Festival. The traditional celebration involves a young woman, chosen as Lucia, leading a procession of star boys. On her head is a wreath of candles, and she carries Lucicata, or St. Lucy's buns, along with coffee. This celebration started because in the past, the Swedes believed that the shortest day of the year was the 13th of December, and certainly with all the candles on display, it does light up what can be a rather dark Stockholm. I hope that you've enjoyed listening to this Europe à la carte podcast.